big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Bush and Richie here with your daily takeaway. I came up with an idea early this afternoon. I've not pitched it to you, but I think sometimes the greatest ideas in life come from need and necessity. And you've realised, yeah, much like we have find a word for, you realise, oh, there is no word for that. And that's when you suddenly need to devise that word.
A gap in the market.
A gap in the market. I made you and I two cups of tea.
Uh-huh.
I was bringing them from downstairs up to the studio.
Yep.
I had full hands.
Uh-huh.
What I needed was the ability to have a skin graft in the back of my hand to activate the lift. But I don't have that.
You mean because obviously you've got to use the pass in this building to be able to press a button number and
much
stuff.
Much like you would in a hotel if you're going up to your floor and all that kind of thing. You've got to tap in with your hotel key. That's what we have to do to get to a different floor here. If I had that as a skin graft, that would work. Don't you think? If you think about like contactless travel on the tube in London, for example, that kind of thing. I'd love that.
Which, you know what? I have a methodology for this. I call it my smart ass. And what I do is I put my pass, even though I'm someone who's quite bad for losing their pass, I'll always put it in my back pocket.
Yeah.
And what I'll do is if I'm doing a thing where I'm bringing up stuff in the lift and I've got no hands free, I'll have it in my back pocket, turn around, do a little, you know, like sometimes you might close a kitchen drawer with your bum.
Yes.
When you're cooking.
Yeah.
I do that. Tap the centre with my backside, mm-hmm. and I can press the button.
That is ingenious.
And isn't it?
It's really, really clever. I'm a little bit jealous, though, because people like me that are a little bit shorter, I'm looking like I'm mounting the lift.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to get
up. Just to sort of, like, try and...
You'd have to put your hands up so I can give you a lift, like a toddler. You want to come up?
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Last week, one of you lovely listeners called Steve from a company called 200 Degrees Coffee sent Richie and I out the blue, very kindly, some coffee granules. Coffee beans for you.
Very nice.
One's for putting in a cafetiere. I don't know the technical term for me.
Ground.
Ground coffee. I don't know if that was a slight on the show, the fact that we needed waking up or something like that. It was very nice. And we both agreed, tail end of last week, doesn't coffee smell great?
It's fantastic.
We had them in the corner of the studio and it kind of kept us going, just the smell of like the coffee beans and all that kind of stuff as well. And we kind of said the phrase when we were just about to start the show on Thursday of last week, if there was a Champions League of smells, you might remember this from yesterday, but without us talking, if there was a Champions League of smells, coffee, it's got to be in the group stage, isn't
right
it?
Right up there.
All different types of coffee. And further than that, right, because we're always on the lookout for new things to talk about on this show, wouldn't it be amazing, dear listeners, if there was a Champions League of smells? What smells could go in the group stages along with coffee? I'll chuck one in from the show a little while back. Brand new Plimsolls.
Yeah.
Didn't they smell great when we had them?
They did. They're a very distinct
very
smell.
Very distinct smell. Another one to chuck in there. New baby. Don't new baby smell
no
lovely?
One's going to... That's going to be a perennial, always there.
That's seeded in one of the groups, isn't it? Anything you'd like to chuck in the Champions League of smells?
For me, always seeded right up there. It's the foyer of a cinema.
Oh, I love
that,
it.
That mixture of pick and mix and popcorn and also the nasty little Frankfurter sausages they do as well.
Do people eat those things?
I think they do, that are just like going around on a rotate. All that comes together to create the smell that is the foyer of a cinema, and I love it.
Faint undercurrent of dad's wallets being burnt as well in there as well. I'm not made of money. Ron Walker says fried onions going straight into pot one. You can pick a pot for the Champions League draw, if you know how it works. As an Evertonian, I'm not too sure. Joe Aaron says, carpet shops for the win. That's a great smell.
Carpet shops are great.
Brand new carpet smell.
Staying with that Champions League of smells theme, midweek evening football pitch grass, says Stephen Milan.
Oh, essence of 3G or 5G, whatever it is. Which one G is it?
3G for your football pitches or your 4G pitches. I don't think there's 5G
pitches.
Why do they call it
G?
Generation.
Is that what it means?
Yeah, first generation would have been that horribly nasty, like sand-based sand thing that was like a front of a vegetable shop.
Slide tackle and then a skid on the side of the lake. Clarkey says, lads, forklift truck gas and similarly aviation fuel.
Don't tell me forklift trucks are powered by aviation fuel.
They can go pretty fast. Two-footed on Twitter. Quite a few people have said this as well. Just struck matches.
Yes.
The smell of a just struck match.
Yes. Many people, Elaine Wellborn, Damon Berry, and thousands others. Tarmac, got to be in there.
I love tarmac. I also love a freshly laid bit of tarmac.
Yeah.
As you well know, with some white paint on it. That's lovely. Martin and John in Inverness say somebody else's freshly buttered toast is at least pot two in the drawer. Fried bacon has to be in pot one, surely.
Somebody else's. That's a very, very good point. Yeah, because if it's mine, I'm about to eat it. But somebody else's will make you think, I want toast. I want yours.
I want half, at least.
Sarah, what's going in?
Well, I know it's a bit weird, but I love the smell of puppy breath or puppy feet.
Wow, you love the smell of puppy breath and puppy feet. Is puppy breath a nice smell?
It's lovely, yeah. A lot of people like it, you know.
Wow. Puppy breath is great. It's a smell that turns very quickly the moment that they are out of puppy, because then it is absolutely revolting.
Yeah, that's true. But for that brief moment, it is quite nice.
Have you got a dog at the moment, then?
Yeah, I always have, yeah.
What kind of breath smell have we got going on, and what type of dog?
Well, he's quite old, so it's not the greatest smell, to be honest.
Okay, so it's a little bit, maybe wouldn't make it through to the Champions League right now.
No, probably not.
Good to talk to you, Sarah, thank you.
Okay, take care.
Graham says creosote has got to make the semis. I don't really know what creosote smells like. Is that like an old-fashioned thing you spit
on
fences and stuff, is it?
You'll know that soon with your allotment as you creosote a shed when you put that up.
Need a shed first, something to creosote. Is that what Mr. Miyagi was getting Daniel to do?
No, that was just wax.
What was he waxing, though? Was he waxing a wall? That's madness. No one's ever stopped to think, what the hell was Mr. Maggie getting him to do?
Very good point.
Just putting like grease on
very
a wall.
Good point. Very
what was
good
he
point.
Doing out there?
Anti-climb paint, maybe.
That might be something.
Baby powder. Does Lorraine here mean talcum powder?
What? Were we talking on the show the other week about talc not being a thing anymore?
Talc is less used these days, yes.
So, yeah, so in the olden days, yeah, it could go in, I guess.
What's a great smell. A historical Champions League of smells. Yvonne, what are you putting in?
Camomine lotion.
Calamine.
I can never say, what is it?
I think it's calamine.
Calamine lotion. Camomine.
Yeah, calamine lotion, yeah. Camomine, I think.
Calamine.
Calorine.
Calamine.
Nothing to do with camels.
Or tea. But it's, that's a smell linked to what horrible itchy illness, isn't it, Yvonne?
Yeah, I think it was chicken pox.
Very much still used for chicken pox to this day. But there's the thing, if you can separate the fact that it only comes out when you've got pox in the house, the smell of calamine is
Caroline
is really nice.
It's really nice.
Well, maybe we could have an entire group dedicated to medicinal smells.
Yes.
That Vosine that you used to have your hair washed with if you had nits back in the day.
And the purple cowpole.
Oh, yeah.
Get it in there.
Thank you very much, Yvonne.
Cheers, Yvonne.
No problem.
Matt Horrocks has put forward something that's very, very strong at a certain time of year. Would it be able to perform in the Champions League in April, May? I'm not so sure. Christmas tree pine.
Oh, that is a lovely smell.
It's a great smell.
So, I mean, I've got a fakey tree. Fakey Christmas tree, and you do miss out on that smell.
You do,
apparently,
yeah.
You can buy that smell though. Buy it in.
There
apparently, Mike says boiling butamine, which I don't know what that is. Essentially,
I think that's your tar. It's bitumen,
is it?
Isn't it? Yeah.
He says butamine.
I think right. I reckon he spelt it wrong.
Mike, get back in touch with us. There's so much to clear up here.
There's no such thing as butamine.
Butamine.
Yeah.
Should we just go? Oh, sorry about this.
What is butamine?
There's no such thing as butamine. I swear it's tar.
The term butamine refers to a substance produced through the distillation of crude oil. It's known for its waterproofing and adhesive properties.
Like I said.
Every day's a school day. Let's go to the phones, because we've got Chris on the line who wants to suggest something fantastic. Chris, what smell's going in the Champions League of smells?
Where I used to work is up my granddad's farm.
Right.
And it was when you started up a tractor in the barn when it was cold, the smell was really nice.
Wow, so you're putting in for the group stage of the Champions League of Smells, starting up a tractor from cold, specifically in a barn.
Yes.
Now, do you know what? In the Champions League every year, there is a team that qualify and you look and you go, I've never heard of them. Where are they from?
Sturm Graz.
Yeah.
They're the Sturm Graz.
What's better about a tractor starting up in a cold barn than, say, for example, a metro on a cold morning in February?
It's totally different. I don't know what it is, but it's a totally different engine.
Is it?
That makes me smell. I think it's the red diesel.
All right, so because we've had a few people say, weirdly, forklift truck fuel, which is very bizarre. So in terms
of...
That's another one. So in terms of a tractor, in terms of... Forgive our complete ignorance on this. When you fill up a tractor, do you go to, your local Esso garage and fill it up, or how do you fill a tractor up?
No, you get a truck in to the farm.
Do you really?
Red diesel.
Wow.
It's like forbidden diesel.
Yeah,
and then it's stored in a tank on the farm, see?
Wow. I think what we need to have is one of the groups or one of the pots just needs to be loads of different types of fuel.
Yeah.
You got your tractor fuel in there, you got your aircraft area, aviation fuel.
Oh, it's beautiful, that stuff.
Your forklift truck stuff and your Speedway thing. That was coming through earlier.
What about that?
I missed the Speedway one.
Well, do you want to change your choice?
No, I won't keep my tractor on.
Good lads.
Please.
It's Chris.
Good to speak to you.
And you. Thank you very much, lads.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
So we've distilled an entire decade into one sound effect, and you've got to guess what it is. Up for grabs, how many cups?
It's two Absolute Radio mugs, but who's going to win them this evening? Well, try to anyway.
Try their very best. Let's speak to our contestant tonight. It's called James. James, how you doing? How's your Tuesday been?
Cold and miserable, but I'm surviving.
Oh dear, dearie me. Do you work outside, James?
Yeah, I'm a delivery driver for a supermarket.
Oh, do you like people trying to chat to you and stuff when you, when they're coming? Do I find if you get a delivery, you'll chat for a bit, then you've got to break off your story, go around to the kitchen, come back to the bags again, do another bit of your story. Would you rather us just to be completely silent and let you just have peace?
No, it's nice to chat to people. It gives them a time of day. Some people we see don't get to see a lot of people during the day, so we're their only company occasionally. So,
James, I've often wondered how many deliveries in an hour would you look to do? How many windows are there in an hour for a standard supermarket delivery?
Well, we've got a 2-hour slot, and we can do anything up to sort of 13 or 14.
That's a lot.
And
do you ever get any nice stuff from customers? Do you get cups of tea made and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we've got a few customers who offer me cups of tea and water and maybe a sandwich at lunchtime, but generally I'm too much of a rush to take it. But
protein balls earlier, now it's supermarket delivery slots. We keep getting waylaid.
I tell you what as well, if you do win this, you could take one of your own Absolute Radio mugs out on delivery with you and hint that you maybe want it filled up.
Absolutely.
Good
James,
lads.
Let's have a listen to the sound of the decade.
Here we go. One more time. It's a tough one.
We are One Home Time Show 9 playlist. Which station do you listen to, James?
Mostly Absolute Rock.
All right.
Oh, well, first rock person on this competition, classic rock.
Not Absolute Radio 90s, which is the decade that we're choosing the sound from here. Is it going to hinder you, James? What's the sound?
I believe it's a CD-ROM drawer from a PC.
Oh, now that takes me back. A CD-ROM.
Very 90s.
I almost can see the 15-digit code you've got to type in to activate the game when you put it in. Let's have a listen one more time. How sure are you?
Probably about 80%, not 100.
Let's find out.
You're a loser. And you have lost.
You were right not to be the full 100, James. We roll over now to 3 Absolute Radio mugs tomorrow, but it won't be you, my friend.
Thanks for anyway.
Buddy, stay warm and have yourself... Are you done now? You haven't got any more deliveries to do, have you?
No, I work until 9, so there's a few more to do.
Wow, this guy never ends, does he? Wow. Good lad. Hang in there. Well, listen, we play again tomorrow. Can you guess what this sound effect is? It's the sound of the decades.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Because we're getting our minds blown.
Absolutely blown to smithereens.
Spell race car backwards.
R-A-C. On a minute. It's the same as...
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
It's blown my mind.
I've never known that. Is that what's that called when that's you can do both ways on a word? Is it not palindrome? Is it something like that? It's got a particular name.
I think palindrome is one of those ones that sounds like it, like splash.
Oh, yeah.
No?
No? Our producer's saying no. There's a name for a word that can go both ways.
I retract what I just said. That is onomatopoeia.
Oh, OK. Well, a word that sounds like what it is. We're learning so much tonight on this show. Listen to this from Gary Brennan. He says, guys, I pick my lottery numbers using the formula of how many dead carcasses we pass each morning on the way to work. Today he's seen 2 wood pigeons, 3 squirrels, 2 badgers and 4 foxes. So tomorrow's winning numbers will be 2, 3, 4, 22, 24 and 32. I think Gary's got some serious issues.
That's only mind-blowing tomorrow.
Oh, yes, we'll know for certain. If he wins, then fair play. Imagine if he won.
Here's one. This is good. This is good from Jim. It's no race car, but it's good. The term hat-trick was not started in football.
Oh.
It is a cricketing term. When a bowler bowled out 3 batters in a row, they were awarded a new hat from the club.
Well, see, I only recently worked out that caps, when in terms of football, you do actually get like an old-fashioned cloth cap.
Yes.
I just didn't know what it came from. But I didn't think you got an old-fashioned hat. What's a modern footballer going to use an old-fashioned flat cap for?
They don't. They just put it in a cupboard, wouldn't they?
Well, what's the point in the cap then? Do you know what I mean? Just give me like a little, I don't know, sticker or something.
Spell race car backwards.
There we go. Mind blown.
All right, so Sophie's hanging on right now. This better be good, Sophie. Blow our minds.
This little piggy went to market.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason it's the big toe. It's because the pig didn't go to the shop.
Okay, you're going to need to explain that one to us a bit further, Sophie. I don't get it. What do you mean?
Well, he went to market.
Oh!
What do you mean? What do you mean?
He's gone to the market.
He's a tiny roast dinner.
Yeah, that's why he's big.
So it's like a bad end for the pig.
It is, yeah.
Yeah,
who told you this? This is supposed to be... I do this little piggy to my little girls and they giggle and love it, but that's got a sinister twist to it. Who's ruined the rhyme for you?
I don't really know. I was doing it with my little boy and then I realised that it was...
He's been fattened for market. And then the next little piggy stayed at home, so he was wise.
Yeah, he was all right.
What about the one that had roast beef? That's a bit weird. A pig eating cow.
That is strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, when you start, it don't even get us going on Incy Wincy Spider.
You have blown our mind.
That's a good point.
The reason Mummy's porridge is is cold, Daddy's is hot, and Baby's is the right temperature.
Why is that?
Well, because the Mum always makes sure that the Baby's is the right temperature. Dad always has a hot dinner, and Mum's always running around.
I think you've really have looked into these nursery rhymes at a level we've previously not seen.
Amazing. Yeah.
Things with children.
Great to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
On the very edge on this Tuesday evening, not caused by any fault of our own here on Home Time. It's because of the facts and the things you've been sending into the show to push Richie and I to the very extremities of losing the plot here on Mind Blown.
Hometime at absoluteradio.co.uk. That's one way to get in touch with us. Claire has done just that from Glasgow.
Right.
Mind Blown. You ready?
Ready for this.
All polar bears are Irish.
What? What? This is ridiculous.
She says all polar bears are descended from Irish brown bears.
Do you know what? I'm at the stage now where I've just been fed so much mad information, I don't know what to do.
If you think about it, right? So once upon a time, the Earth was all like one thing, wasn't it? It was called Pathos or something, right? I can't remember what it was called.
The Earth was called Pathos.
No, it wasn't. No. I'm sure I watched a David Attenborough dinosaur program once.
Oh, yeah.
And like, it was all like one landmass.
One big place, yeah.
Pathos or something like that. Like that. If you think about it, like Greenland or where the polar bears live, that's probably floated off from Ireland, isn't it? And it might have had some stranded Irish brown bears on it.
I'm going to call it now, OK? I think we're going to have to wrap this up because this has got crazy.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
So there's the podcast. Obviously, the sensor technology that we were talking about is a new frontier at the very start of the podcast. Do you remember the story of the guy who was used to travel around in London who put the chip and pin bit from his Oyster card into the end of a wooden staff to make him look like a wizard with magical powers?
Oh, that's incredible.
Got on the bus at, I don't know, say, like somewhere like Stratford, and then just used his wizard staff to tap on the thing, and he's in.
Almost up there with your smart ass.